Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim Hichos Shabbos, Klal Beis, Simen Hay. We were talking about the halachos of Hatmona, and we pointed out that there's a contradiction in the words of the Chayodim. The Chayodim clearly follows the opinion of the Ramah that Hatmona b'miksus is permitted, but when he discusses the scenario of submerging the pot of coffee into sand, which is a form of hatmona, he only allows it if the majority of the pot is uncovered, not insulated. Which would be the following the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that hatmona b'miksus is also. So we have a stira in the words of the Chayadim. We mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayadim in Simeration and Zion, whereas the Mishnah Berurah follows the opinion of the Ramah in Siman Reish on Gimel and elsewhere, so that that Hamana B'miksus is permitted. And here he quotes the Chayadim that one has to leave at least half of it open to be able to avoid the Hatmana problem. So we have this theory. There is the Sefer Orcha Shabbos, Chelek Aleph, in the Biurei Halacha, Simon Beis, in the back of the Sefer, he has longer essays where he discusses various topics. So he raises this point of his contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Chayalim. He also mentions that it seems to be a potential stira in the Sefer Taz as well. And he suggests that if you look at the scenarios, there's a difference between a case of hatmana in a maimed hevel and hatmana in a moisev hevel. In a hatmana of a maimed hevel, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that hatmana b'miksus is permitted. That which he's prohibiting over here, hatmana b'miksus, if the majority is mutman, even though it's not fully mutman, it's talking about a case of a moisev hevel. So something which is a moisev hevel, so you have to make sure that the at least half or more than half of the kli is not insulated. When it's something which is a maimed hevel, as long as partial, it's even a small amount, is not mutman, you're okay. That's his suggestion. The truth is, it's difficult to work it out in all of the scenarios where the Mishnah Berurah says it. There's a scenario where the Mishnah Berurah talks about being matmin something in hot water, taking a bottle and submerging it in hot water, which is a moisev hevel. And he says it's okay because it's not fully submerged. It's only a problem if you totally submerge it, and since it, when you put the bottle in, part of it stays above the water. So it's not hatmana, and therefore even on Shabbos, since there's no, he explains why there's not a problem of bishul, there's not a problem. Even do it on Shabbos, because it's not hatmana, it's not fully enclosed. Even though it's something, it has something which is a moisev hevel. The Orcha Shabbos continues, and he says, once you accept this difference, it comes out, when you have a moisev hevel, hatmana b'miksus is osur. So when I look at a crock pot, he argues that it has the loch of hatmana, even though the top of it is open, so it's not mutman kuloi, but since it's a moisev hevel, hatmana b'miksus is osur. Now, is a crock pot actually hatmana? There is a gap between the walls of the crock and the walls of the outer pot, which heats it. So you have the crockery which sits inside. There's a gap. He argues that even though the halacha is hatmana, it has to be that it's touching. Since this is the derech how you cook in it with a little bit of a space, that space is insignificant. And therefore he feels it goes into the rule of hatmana. And he quotes that he presented this point to his uncle, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Rav Shlomo Zalman agreed with him. He then brings a tshuva from Rav Ozer, and Rav Ozer disagrees and says that's not called hatmana. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he brings the Rosh Shtunbruch and others who hold it's not considered Hatmana, there is a gap there. So that seems to be part of the question. But even if you say that there is no gap there, it's Hatmana B'mitzvos, the top of it is uncovered. So some people are machmer in this, and the way they solve the problem is by putting something which will lift up the crack on the bottom a little bit off of the bottom. What do you gain with that? So Rabbi Yashda said you gain the following. The bottom is no longer directly near the heat, so that's not mutman. The top is open, so the top is not mutman. You raise it slightly, it's the part that you raise is sticking out above the surrounding jacket. It's also not mutman. So now the majority of the kli is not mutman. The top, the bottom, and then the mouth on the side that you raised. So that combined together is considered the majority of the kli is not mutman. Therefore, it's going to be not going to be a problem, even according to this kumar that we're mentioning. However, many poskim hold it's not a problem at all. It's not considered hatmana because it's not actually touching. So there's the clear psak seems to be making it in that it's mutter, and many people are machmer. That's the argument why they're being machmer. And if one has any questions, they should consult their local Orthodox rabbi. Have a good day.